how are you spending your Christmas Eve? I think the norm is to consider summer holidays as a time to be horizontal, but a lot of people will be spending their downtime seeking adrenaline. In fact, half of Aussies have tried an extreme sport. I personally love rock climbing and wild swimming, but I draw the line at jumping out of a perfectly good aeroplane. And I really want to know why some people are drawn towards what I would consider to be pretty dangerous. Do extreme sports people have less fear than the rest of us, or do they just channel their fear differently? Well, Eric Brimer is an associate professor at Southern Cross University. He studies the psychology of extreme sports and is an extreme sportsman himself. I'll let you guess what his sport of choice is. Welcome, Eric. How does the brain of a thrill seeker compare to your average punter?
I think there's a couple of similarities and obviously there's some differences too. For most extreme sports, and we're talking about real extreme sports here, where, you know, the most likely outcome of a mismanagement mistake or accident is death. The skills and expertise and knowledge they require to participate effectively most often means they have one activity that they focus on. You have to be really skilled to participate at the level they do. That doesn't mean a skier may do some mountain biking in the off season or something like that, but at the level that they're participating in, they usually just have one activity. And the kind of, you know, so you're looking at somebody who has in-depth skills and knowledge of the environment that they're participating in, as well as the activity that they're participating in.
It's really interesting because I know that you've spent a lot of time researching this, which I just love that there's research projects in this sort of thing. The dialogue around this is really like people who are crazy, are crazy people. They're doing crazy things. What I'm hearing you say is that really these are people who are going in with a very clear plan and quite a high skill set.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I think the idea that extreme sports athletes are risk takers, crazy people, death wish, have no fear and all those sort of things, I think that's what it used to be 20 years ago, but I think we've mostly debunked that now. The more research we do, the more we realize that that's definitely not the case. These aren't people that just sort of wake up one morning and decide, you know what, I'm going to go free climb some mountain, or I'm just going to grab one of those parachutes or take a sheep from the bed and then I'm going to jump off a cliff somewhere. These are people that spend years developing the knowledge that they require to participate in the activity that they participate in. And that's not just the same as, you know, traditional sports in the sense that they have knowledge of the actual skills required to function effectively within the sport, but they have to be able to attune to the environment too. But, you know, a base jumper standing on top of a cliff, it isn't just, right, I'm going to go for it. There, you have to understand the way the wind is working and all those kind of things, the way the sort of airflow is working in order to actually finally make the decision whether or not you're going to jump. And that's after you've done all the walk up to the top, and that's after you've done all the sort of waking up early to do all those sort of things. So it is still quite possible when you get there that you read the environment and think, you know, things aren't right. But they also have to have a really in-depth understanding of themselves and their own capacities and capabilities emotionally, psychologically, and physically, because, you know, when you're doing a jump, the last thing you want to do is be in a place where you're not totally in that jump or you're not totally in the moment on that wave. So in some ways, it kind of forces a sense of mindfulness onto you because you're engaging with the natural world in a way that means you cannot but be totally present in that moment, totally present to the environment. So that notion of kind of crazy people doing crazy things, it just doesn't make sense when you match the kind of, you know, experience that people are having to the sort of research and the literature in this area. There's an enormous mismatch there.
On the text line, Margaret says, adrenaline plus testosterone equals thrills, but adrenaline plus estrogen equals fear. What do you make of that, Eric?
It's interesting. I mean, there's lots of ways you can explore this, but I guess from an extreme sports athlete, probably the best way for me to explain this is to tell you a bit of a story. There was a base jumper I interviewed many, many years ago, and he described a time when the adrenaline did kick in. And what happens with adrenaline, all those sort of things, is that your capacities shrink in. You become much more narrow in the way you observe the world and interact good the world, and everything kind of moves inward. And things went wrong for him. He was very, very lucky in surviving. But what extreme sports athletes talk about is a sense of relaxation, a sense of calm, a sense of everything opening up, a sense of being attuned to information, the environment, as they move through the environment. So from the research that we do, that the actual lived experience and the information we capture is almost the complete opposite of what you'd expect with an adrenaline type of activity. That's not to say at the end of it, something happens that looks like adrenaline, but that isn't key to the experience. And that also isn't why people continue. People continue because of that more profound sense of being human, that more profound sense of being integrated in the natural world.
And integrated in a moment, that's what I feel, at least in my chosen sport. I need to know, Eric, what your extreme sport is, because I know that you're not a couch potato.
No, it would be easy. No, I used to teach many, many years ago. My particular interest is in whitewater kayaking. So that's where I focused most of my energies when I was younger, not to the level that participants that I'm interested in understanding do by any means. I'm not world class by any means, but that's my particular interest.
He's not Jess Fox, but he is Eric Brimer. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome.
Eric Brimer is an associate professor at Southern Cross University and, as we just heard, a whitewater kayaker, which ties in perfectly to his research, which is the psychology of extreme sports.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.